This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Small businesses have been hit hard by this quarantine. Black-owned small businesses especially hard. Some of them, though, are getting a boost now thanks to some 21st century word of mouth. That's the setup for today's installment of our series, My Economy.
My name is Rita Magaldi. I live in Draper, Utah, and I own Sheer Ambrosia Bakery. I specialize in baklava. I'll make the best baklava you've ever tasted in your life. So I'm working, I guess it was last Tuesday, and all of a sudden my Instagram, my Sheer Ambrosia, so my company Instagram just blew up. And I thought, what the heck is going on? So I took a few minutes and found that there were tons of people that were essentially organizing and sending out lists of Black-owned businesses in Utah. My first thought was, you know, is this charity? Like, do I want people to buy from me for the sole reason that I'm Black? You know, no, I want people to buy my product because it's good. I was all over the Salt Lake Valley delivering baklava and meeting the most amazing people. All of them were white. All of them wanted to support my business. I didn't feel like it was charity. They want to support Black members of the community. And what better way to do that than to support their businesses? Because we want to have thriving businesses where we put in a good day's work and make a product, in my case, that people enjoy. Now, I'm thinking like, wow, if this business continues, one day soon, I'll be able to be a homeowner again. And home ownership is huge when it comes to wealth. One of the major ways to close that gap between Blacks and whites is through home ownership. And this last year, when I had to sell my house, it was one of the most depressing times in my life because I thought, you know, did I do the right thing? Trying to build this business to the point where I had to sell my home. I feel like a miracle has happened because I tell you what, 3 months ago, I would have never in a million years guessed that my business would be doing, it's just booming right now.
That was Rita Magaldi. She's in Draper, Utah. Also makes the best baklava ever, or so we're told. This series only works with your help, you know, and especially even if you're not a great cook. You can hook us up, marketplace.org.